very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023. And I am Evan Zininga, your host tonight. And tonight we are talking about the 2023 edition of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders. This is the founding flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative, otherwise called YALI, a brainchild of former U.S. President Barack Obama since 2014. Nearly 5,800 young leaders from every country in sub-Saharan Africa have participated in the fellowship, and the fellows between the ages of 25 and 35 are accomplished leaders and have established records of promoting innovation and positive impact in their communities and their countries of origin. Zimbabwe has 43 participants this year, and after the programs in the U.S., the fellows will convene for a summit here in the capital, where they forge connections with one another and the U.S. leaders from the private, public, and non-profit sectors, setting the stage for long-term engagement between the United States and Africa. But before we delve much into the YALI business, let's take a quick look at what's happening in the world elsewhere. The use of artificial intelligence has become a focal point in the Hollywood strikes, and studios say they have offered fair protections and compensation where the new technology is used, but actors and writers still fear their likeness or creative content will be used and manipulated without payment or their consent. Genia Dulot has this report.
A controversial issue in the ongoing strike between Hollywood studios and the Writers and Screen Actors Guilds is artificial intelligence, or AI, the use of which has grown exponentially in TV and movie production over the past decade.
The idea that somebody could take that ownership of yourself away from you, like, that's just very frightening.
Had actually forced people to go in those rooms and get scanned, or else you don't get paid for the day.
Now AI can actually do art, and that basically, if it doesn't frighten you, it should.
Bargaining for TV and movie studios, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, or AMPTP, says it agreed to fair compensation when a digital replica is made of a performer. But the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG-AFTRA, says AMPTP is offering background performers pay for one day of work in exchange for the rights to their digital likeness for the rest of eternity with no compensation. AMPTP denies that allegation, saying the claim that the digital replicas of background performers may be used in perpetuity with no consent or compensation is false. At the recent Comic-Con convention in San Diego, AI was a major topic of discussion. Tim Friedlander, the president of the National Association of Voice Actors, or NAVA, said because AI can easily replicate human voices, its members have been affected earlier than other industries.
One actor found their voice taken and used in a promo that they never did. And another one worked for a company for 3 years, and for the fourth year, the company did not rehire them because they said, we have 3 years of your voice, we're just going to create an AI synthetic voice.
American voice actress Cissy Jones says the most scary scenario for her, if her voice was digitized and programmed to say things that she doesn't agree with.
When it can be inflammatory content, whether it's racist, homophobic, NSFW, pornographic, right? things that I would never say.
Duncan Crabtree Ireland, National Executive Director of SAG-AFTRA, which is leading strike negotiations with AMPTP, worries that actors could unknowingly give studios consent to use their images or voices.
This idea that you can just bury a sentence somewhere in a huge contract that says, I give you the rights to use my digital replica in perpetuity throughout the universe in any technology for any purpose, that's not good enough, especially when you are creating something new using that person's identity.
SAG-AFTRA negotiator and actor Zeke Elton says there should be laws that ensure performers give consent and are compensated.
So what it would ask for is that any content that comes out of an AI machine that is not a human person be marked as such. It's the very first step, so that when we're looking at advertising or when we're looking at art, we realize, is this a machine doing it or is this real human art?
When SAG went on strike in July, it joined Writers Guild of America members, whose contract expired in May, freezing production of scripted shows and ensuring that TV and film fans will have to turn to reruns for their entertainment fix. Jenny Adulu for VOA News, San Diego.
Great reporting there by Jinia Jilo. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight we are talking about the 2023 YALI program. And we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube. We are VOA Zimbabwe. Now, coming back to the main topic for the day, we are joined by our first guest for the night, Shalom Goero. She's a financial advisor who was with the Lehi. Is it Lehi or Lehi? Lehi University cohort. And Shalom, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's actually Lehi University. Now I wear it with pride because I was there for 5 weeks.
Okay. So this is Live Talk. Every time, every Tuesday, we have this platform. We talk about things affecting young people in the country. Zimbabwe is our pride, and we love to talk about Zimbabwean stories. You are a story today, YALI 2023. Tell us a little bit about that.
So for the past 5 weeks, myself and 24 others were at Lehi University. The whole program was tailored for us who are in business and entrepreneurship, helping us to develop leadership skills within our businesses, our organizations, the things that we do back home. So we've learned quite a lot in terms of just learning how to lead, leading in change management, leading in digital skills. So it's been very, very useful for us over the past 5 weeks. And this week we're in the capital.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, tell us about the capital. I hear it's over 700 of you in there. What's happening this week?
Very overwhelming, I must say. But it's a time for us to come together and sort of from all the different countries in Africa who are represented during the whole Mandela Washington Fellowship Program. And we're coming together to share ideas, to share, you know, SOPs, standard operating procedures from our organizations, the things that we have learned over the past 5 weeks, and also to be able to say, how can we collaborate and strengthen ties on the African continent?
Okay, let me switch a little bit here, Shalom. Kune munhu ari kuZimbabwe ari kungonzwa nezveYALI.
utarisira kuti uchadzoka nei kana wakudzoka kuZimbabwe.
Yeah, I think for me, nebasa randinoita, ndinoshanda pa radio kunyanya, ne TV, ma TV programs, anobatsira vanhu varikuda kunzwisa kuti ndoita sei panyaya dzemari in my business, in my personal life, in my family finances. Saka the knowledge and expertise yandawana from this platform, ichandibatsira kuti kana ndadzokerawo kuZimbabwe, my training programs angu, ane udzamu, ane, you know, a certain level of wisdom yandiri kudzoka nayo. And also kune ma tools that takadzidziswa kushandisa andichadzokera nawo specifically for vari muma business vari kurana ma small businesses or vatinoti ma hustlers back home.
Tona kuti titarisewo kuti makabva kumusha kaini mamuchingoita zvema business izvezvi zvemari izvi kuno mukasvikodzidzawo zvamakadzidza chamunoti chamakaona chinonyanya kusiyana maitiro amaita kumusha nemaitiro arizvinoitwa kuno ndechipi?
Zvinongonakidza zvacho ndezvekuti especially panyaya yepersonal finance kana kuti family finance, the issues dzakada kungotifanani. Asi chinongozosiyana ndechekuti kana mamunyaya dzebusiness, vekunoku vane kakunzwisisa kavainako nekuti vazhinji vavo vakaenda kuzvikoro zvinobatsira kuti vanzwisise kuti business rinoranwa sei. Saka I think ipapo ndopandakaona kakushota katakaita. Vazhinji vedu vanotanga mabusiness because tiri kutsvaga mari yekuchengeta mhuri. But not really to say kutanga business because ndine vision, ndine idea, ndoda kukura business rangu ri employ vanhu vakawanda. Zvinhu zvatisingawanzotauri nezvazvo. Saka ndozvimwe zvandakadzidza izvozvo zvandichadzokera nazvo.
Ndodawo kuti titarise kuti vamwe vechidiki vari kumusha uku vari kutatarika nenyaya dzemari dzamunoshanda nadzo idzi. Shoko ramungavapewo imimi semunhu anoziva zvemari, semunhu adzidza zvakawanda. Handimi takaunzwa muchimboti gore rino tichadzidza zvakawanda. Imi madzidza zvakawanda ndozvamataura. Mashoko amungamepewo ndeyekuti kudii?
I think in a very succinct way, ningangoti invest in knowledge. Vakawanda vedu tinofunga kuti imari yangu, saka ndofana kuishandisa madira andinoita. Asi ndinoda kuti invest in knowledge, kunzwisisa kuti mari inofamba sei, ino budget kwa sei, ino invest kwa sei. Ndokuti tiende mberi, ndikaita invest in knowledge, ndinoenda kumberi.
Mandipa umwe mvunzo. Muchitarisa vanakomana nevanasikana. Tinonzwa vamwe vachiti kune zvinoitwa nevana vasikana chete, kune zvinoitwa nevana vakomana chete. Munyaya dzefinancial literacy dzamunoparidza idzi, zviri kusvika here zvakaenzana?
Zviri kusvika zvakaenzana. Ndinofunga kuti chatiri kuona kunyanya ndechekuti vazhinji tatopusha nyaya yemadzimai kunyanya stereki. Saka takufanira kutoita basa rakawanda kuti ive nevechikomanawo vakwanise kufanana ne stage yasvikowo vechisikana. Ndiri kutofunga kuti takufanira kuita basa rakawanda kuti tisimudzire vese, kwete just one gender. Asi tisimudzire vese because nenyaya dzatakaita yekuti empower the girl child, takutonyanya kuona vasikana vari kuenda kumberi nenyaya dzemabhizinesi. Vari kutanga zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana asi vechikomana mana vanenge vari kumashure zvakanyanya. Saka tuda kuti tibatsirane munhu wese aende kumberi.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best as you continue with your endeavors and whatever else you need to do. Thank you for coming to DC and thank you for gracing Studio 7.
Thank you for hosting me.
Awesome.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah.
That was there Shalom Gorero, a financial advisor who was at Lehigh University, the cohort that's been carrying 23 Zimbabweans. And we will take another quick short break and we will bring you some more participants on the show. Stay tuned.
Munguva yekushanduka kwezvinhu apo nyika inenge isingaratidze chiedza zvatinonzwa zvisingaenderane nezvatinoona. Tinotsvaga chokwadi. Patinoudzwa chidimbu chete chenyaya, tinoshaya chivimbo. Munguva dzekuoma kwezvinhu, muzviroto zvedu, remangwana ratinoshuwira, zvose zvinoda nepfenyuro yakasununguka. Pano paVoice of America tinokupai chero nhau dzekuti vamwe vanoti hadzifanirwe kubuditswa sezvo dziine njodzi. Tinobatanidza pasi rose nekutaura chokwadi. PaVoice of America tinokupai zvizere pane zvinenge zvichiitika.
And welcome back. The show goes on. We are now joined by yet another participant, Zorora Nkomo, a lawyer and human rights activist by his nature. He was also with the University of Georgia cohort. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection.
Welcome.
Right. Tafamba tichinzwa nyadza kawanda dzeyali. Kune zvakawanda zviri kuitika. It's people from different walks of life. And I've just been speaking to a financial advisor. Now here I'm speaking to a lawyer background and media background. It's a whole lot. How did you find the Yali 2023 program?
Oh, that was a very great program. And I'm happy that out of over 50,000 applicants, I managed to make it to the
50,000.
Yeah, over 50,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa applied for this program, and I'm amongst 700. Yeah, and it was great.
That's huge.
Yes,
that's huge. Zvizvi hombe hombe zvamunonongedzera kuti ndakadzidza icho nechicho nechicho muYali 2023.
Chini chandakanyanya kudzidza chakandibatsira and chichandibatsira kuenda kupandiri kudzokera kumusha inawo ye problem yatinoti human trafficking. Muchishona yatinoti muchishona ndingatinetsekei kunyatso kuitsanangura asi nawo yati iripo ndiye kumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu. Tinodaira kuti muZimbabwe, Zimbabwe nyika imwe iri pasi pezuva iri ku inedambudziko guru chaizvo in terms of human trafficking. A lot of people are being trafficked into neighboring countries, but vanhu vari kunyanya kufesa problem ye human trafficking are our young people and women. Tine vanhu vanenge vachifunga kuti vari kuwana maopportunities outside the country, but havasi kuzviziva kuti kufungidzira kuenda ku that opportunity vamwe vazhinji vacho vanenge vachizowanikwa vari mudambudziko rehuman trafficking. So takafamba and I visited Atlanta, and muno mu America, Atlanta ne Alabama, Montgomery, tichioneswa kuti human trafficking mungairwisa nenzira dzipi. So patiri kuenda kumusha tinoda kuti tinoti vanhu vanyatsokunzwisisa so that we can give awareness so that people or Zimbabweans can understand how to fight human trafficking.
Let me ask you this right there. What drove you to that interest of following issues to do with human trafficking?
I believe in social justice, and I am that particular person who is against poverty. As a tenet of social, or as a believer in social justice, I was looking when I was doing my when I was in my journalism career. During my journalism career, ndakaona vanhu vazhinji vachiita dambudziko rekupinda muhuman trafficking, mavictims of human trafficking akawanda muZimbabwe. Tinodaira tine vasikana vazhinji chaizvo vanosvika vanodarika zana o mazana mairi vakanga vaita problem kune dzimwe nyika dziri kunze kweAfrica, iko kwavanga vaenda vachifunga kuti vanowana basa, but vakazowana kuti vakazopinda muhutapwa. So dambudziko iroro tinoda kuti tinoenda tinobatsira nyika kumusha tirwisane nedambudziko rehuman trafficking.
You're raising a very big issue here. Now, I want you to put us into perspective. How did the Yali program help you in building into your vision in fighting against human trafficking? Yes.
Iko zvino tavano, iko zvino ndava noruzivo. Ndava nevanhu vandinokwanisa kushanda navo kuna na International Labor Organization.
All right.
Tiri muno muAmerica taikonektwa kune vanhu vari kurwisana nedambudziko rehuman trafficking. State of Georgia State Bar ndeimwe yebandiko riri kurwisana nenyaya dzehuman trafficking. Saka takange tichitrainwa kuti izvi zvinhu zvese zvingaitwa sei. SemuZimbabwe, dambudziko zhinji ratinaro panhau yehuman trafficking nderekuti hatina research yakanyatso kukusimba yekuti vanhu vari kumbosangana nedambudziko rehuman trafficking vakawanda sei. You know, kana usina ruzivo rwekuti vanhu vakawanda zvakadai vari kusangana nedambudziko, zvinonetsa kuti uite yatinoti programming, how you can program kuti ndingazvifambisa sei.
Chishona chobva chati gore rino muchadzidza zvakawanda.
I can see
you had a lot to go through, you had a lot to learn, man. We don't have a lot of time, but hey, I appreciate you for coming on to this show. Thank you for gracing Studio 7 and enjoy Washington while you're at it. All the best. We will keep in touch.
Thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate you, man. So we will. That was Zororai Nkomo. He is also from a law background. And we will take another quick break and we will bring you, last but not least, the last guest for the show.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
And the show goes on now. We are in the last and final round for the day. We bring on yet another participant in the Yali 2023 program, Ncobile Dube. He's also from a law background, doing big things in Zimbabwe from what we hear. Hey, Dube, unjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, unjani wena?
Hi, nami ngiyaphila. Welcome to Live Talk, welcome to Studio 7, and welcome to the States, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Good tell evening. Tell us, man, what's been going on? We hear you guys have been learning a lot, you've been doing a lot of stuff in the States. What's your take on the Yali 2023 show?
Well, I can definitely tell you that it's a life-changing opportunity. I think for me, the greatest thing that I appreciate about the program in itself is that it brings so many young African people in one space where they can share experiences, gain knowledge. And so when you go back to your country or when you go back to your continent, you have so much exposure, you have new views, and you're ready to impact your community in a great way. So it shows me that there's a lot of hope for the African continent, because, you know, we can see it with your own eyes whenever we interact, whenever we talk. So for me, that's what I appreciate the most about the program.
Awesome. So from where you are standing as a participant in this year's program, what is your biggest takeaway?
I think for me, my biggest takeaway was learning how to make money, mm-hmm. but at the same time, create impact within your community. So I think what I've come to realize is that for us in Zimbabwe, we don't prioritize having business models that are, if I could use the word, say, empathetic, or at the same time, business models that have a great impact within the community. So what I've learned is that whatever business that you're doing, mm-hmm. you should not only just take from your consumers, but you should also give back to your community. So for me, that was my greatest lesson.
When are we going to look?
So mina njengegqwetha njengelawyer, into engiyenzayo ngilama programs engiwenzayo eZimbabwe lapha engifundisa abantwana abancane ngomthetho through what we call a moot court. So last year I introduced a moot court eZimbabwe, ngakhetha abantwana abalutshwana. And then sa computer ku international competition baba ngama world champions.
Bawina. Okay.
So then bahambe Europe futhi bajvula i Europe yonke. So as it stands right now, Zimbabwe is respected as a leader when it comes to legal knowledge or legal literacy amongst young people.
Hayi ngiyakubona baba uyasebenza kuyasebenziwa lapho ne.
Hayi siyazama siyazama.
Manje uzobaphathelani abafana, you are going back home in a few days.
Kuningi. Okokuqala ngathi ngithole ama opportunities achiyeneyo for abantwana bethu ababe participate kuma programs ethu. Mm. So this is in terms of ukuthi silama alliances lama university anjengabo University of Lehigh, University of Cornell, Chicago. Mm. So sizabe senza ama programs sonke sisebenza sonke eZimbabwe. It's just as a way to make sure that education yethu has incorporates illegal education, so that we have abantwana who are much more aware of their rights, their responsibilities, and just generally better citizens at the end of the day.
I heard the word human rights there. Are you involved also in activism or fighting or campaigns that have anything to do with rights, human rights, especially for young people in Zimbabwe?
So for me, I'm a youth advocate. Okay. I'm a youth advocate. So I always advocate for spaces where young people's voices can be heard. Mm-hmm. Where they talk about their issues. So I also try to make sure that I show that there's a lot of intellectual talent that exists within within Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And so I work with Oxford Union, Cambridge Union as well. So for me, this is my way of giving a voice to the youth by making them better, you know, articulators of their own issues.
Let me batu kune mulaleli umo. Oh, we have a caller. Oh. They are listening to what you are saying.
Okay.
Varipo, a caller, can you hear me?
Tripo Magadiko, Salibonari Nita, Ni.
Ubaba Moyo, lo.
Yangu ye lo, Guiba Moyo, Yangu ye Kupela.
Okay, okay. Aiwa, Taurai, Zenu, Akuma, Naneva, Scanava, Zogera, Kumushang, Vastachi, Rongwachakanaka, Muno, Munimasho, Kuereko, Apa.
Ndiri mashoko kuvapa kuvati chokutanga regai ndija kuvatenda zvikuru nemukana wakapihwa nokuti kusvika uko kwaisinyore kuone kwavana veZimbabwe vachienda uko se danho vakava kuenda kwavakaito kuMandela fellowship ali regai nditende kwavari vakomana vasikana takachivatira chivasivalalela awasi yanitokozisa ngechanzi leniphiweyo saazi kuti
mfundisi mafona late kanye nguva yedu yakupera kai
okay regaitingotenda ndikati awa tinovatenda nemukana wakaita kuti endai mundoita zvamakadziza mudziso vamwe wakumusha mari kudenga kukombera kuti makandoona kuamerica tinotenda
haiwa shoko tarinzwa ticharisvitsawo kwavari naivo vaende naro thank you so much for joining us mova nezuva rakanaka.
Thank you indeed.
All right, awesome. Hey, no, so we are running to the end of the show. That was a caller there thanking you guys for showing the world that Zimbabwe still has it and for raising the Zimbabwe flag high up in the States. Your last words, my brother, before we part ways.
My last words would be that if you're a young person, search for opportunities, you know, look for opportunities. Sometimes, you know, you think that things are impossible, but my experience here has shown me that I wouldn't want to use the word better, but that when it comes to our brilliance, when it comes to the talent, when it comes to our education, a lot of Zimbabweans actually have an upper hand. So I just want to say that young people should always search for opportunities that, you know, put them in the right spaces, that, you know, just change the quality of their life.
Mm. Gwetalia kuluma manje. Hey, wena. Anyway, Baba, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for being on the show. I will take this opportunity to thank everybody else who was here. Shalom Goero, she is a financial analyst. Zorora Inkomo, also from a law background. And of course, last but not least, Nobile Dube, he's also from a law background. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show, and we wish you all the best as you finish your program. And to our listeners, we thank you always for being on the show with us, and looking forward to having you again on the show next week. For now, my name is Evan Zininga, signing out. Have a good night, Zimbabwe.